台之音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月5日，星期日。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的阿朱 Krishna Baladev 法布，我们讲述今天的这一节特别的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we pronounce this prayer where we invoke the blessings of the Supreme Lord.
那我们今天特别的来念诵这个祷文呢，是为了特别要呼唤主的祝福。
Because here refers to Bhagavate, the Om Namo Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为呢 ，Om Namo Bhagavate， 它指的是至尊人格守神。
Who appear as the son of Vasudeva means Krishna。
那他呢是以 Vasudeva 的儿子显现，那他指的是指 Krishna。
So, and Krishna's devotees are as important as the Supreme Lord Himself。
主的奉献者和主本人一样重要。
In fact, in the eyes of Krishna, the devotees are more important than himself.
事实上，在主 Krishna 的眼中，他的奉献者比他还要重要。
So a person who worships his devotee is more dear to him than a person who worships him.
所以，一个来崇拜他的人比他自己还要重要。
So he gives more importance to his devotee than to his own self.
所以主 Krishna 比他自己，所以主 Krishna 重视他的奉献者比重视他自己还要重要。
So Krishna is very happy and very feels very very merciful when we glorify his devotees.
所以呢？当我们在荣耀奉献者的时候，主 Krishna 他是非常开心的，而且呢，他也会非常的仁慈。
So today we are glorifying, honoring His Holiness Bhakti Sharu Swami.
所以今天呢，我们这节讲课呢是要荣耀以及尊重我们的Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
I guess all of you already had the news.
我相信大家都已经听到了这个消息。
Yesterday night, I think after 9 o'clock at night, Bhakti Sarva Swami left his body.
应该是昨天晚上，9点钟以后呢。是了 Bhakti Charu Maharaj 他离开了他的躯体。
After a long struggling trying to be treated against the COVID with this last virus, finally his body didn't take it anymore.
在他经过了漫长的与冠状病毒的病毒进行挣扎的抗战的一段时间之后呢，他的躯体就不再和这个病毒挣扎了。
Of course, this is what happened externally.
那当然，这是一个外在的展现。
Maharaj traveled from India to America to oversee a project that he was been overseeing for quite a few years, and he wanted to be there to help the devotees and probably on a plane, we don't know where he contracted the virus.
因为 Maharaj 在美国呢，一直是在
You went to
I understand, but I want to explain about the, Bhakti Charamaraj 他在从印度去美国的这个途中，但是呢，因为他在美国呢一直是在负责管理一个项目，所以呢，他就希望能够亲自在美国去继续的帮助奉献者能够管理这个项目，能够监察这个项目，所以呢，他就决定从印度去到美国。那么他在这个飞机上，也许是在飞机上的时候呢，他就感染了这个病毒。
So the devotees tried their best. There was a team of devotees, doctors, and friends. You know, they tried their best to try to save the body of Maharaj.
那奉献者以及奉献者的医生的朋友们呢，都尽全力的想要救 Maharaj 的躯体。
Initially, when Maharaj was told that he needed to go under the ventilator and be unconscious in order to be treated, he didn't want that. He wanted just to die peacefully.
当最开始 Maharaj 了解到他需要进入到 ICU 的病房，并且需要上呼吸机，然后处在一个无知觉的一种状态下，从而来接受治疗的时候呢，他是不希望能够这么做的，他希望自己能够很平静的离开躯体。
But the devotees begged him, begged him. There was hope, as many people were treated even in that serious condition. So there was hope, and Maharaj kind of wanted to satisfy the devotees, so accepted to go under the ventilator.
但是呢，这些奉献者们呢，就祈求着他能够接受这样的治疗，因为有很多的病人，就是即便是在这样很危重的情况下，也是经过这样的治疗被治好了。所以呢，马哈士他为了要满足奉献者的这种愿望，所以呢，他就决定了也接受这个治疗。
So this is what happened externally.
所以这个是在一个外在上的展示。
But we know this happens, everything happened by Krishna's arrangement.
但是我们知道所有的一切呢，都是由 Krishna 的安排所发生的。
Because a devotee dedicated to the service of the Lord, as it was the case of Srila Bhakti Saraswami, was 100% engaged in the service of the Lord, such a devotee is certainly not under...material loss.
因为一位奉献者他是全然的致力于对主 Krishna 的奉献服务的，特别是像 Bhakti Charamaraj 这样的奉献者，他是100%的在为主 Krishna 做奉献服务的，所以说呢，他是不受物质自然定律的限制的。
But the body he had, it was a body made of material energy, so the body was subjected to material loss.
但是呢，他的这个躯体是由物质的元素构成的，那么这个物质的元素呢，它就是会受物质自然定律的影响。
So devotees often ask why our devotees live in such terrible ways.
奉献者经常就会提这样的一个问题，就是为什么我们的奉献者也会以这样很可怕的方式离开。
There's no death is always death. No matter how you die in this material world, is always terrible.
在这个物质世界，无论我们以怎样的方式死亡，它总是非常可怕的。
What is most important is the state of consciousness that you are in at the time of leaving our bodies.
但是最重要的是，当我们在离开躯体的时候，我们所处在的知觉状态是怎样的。
Because we are not these bodies.
因为我们并不是这具躯体。
We are totally different from these bodies.
我们是完全有别于这具躯体的。
Whatever happens to the body has nothing to do with the soul.
所以在这身体上所发生的事情和灵魂完全没有关系。
Certainly when we are conditioned, even practicing devotee, but still conditioned very much by the material body. whatever happens to the body affects us very much. It affects even our consciousness.
那我们的这个条件的这种限制的这种状态，特别是就即便是我们现在休息的这些奉献者们，其实也是会被我们的状态所限制。所以呢，就是当我们的这个意识被这个状态所限制的时候，那么这个躯体就会影响我们。这个躯体现在，即便是我们还活着的时候，也会影响我们。
We say, I am not this body until I get sick. When I get sick, I feel very much disturbed by my body.
我们总是说我不是这具躯体，但是当我生病了之后呢，我其实是非常被我这具躯体所打扰的。
And we are very much identified with the body.
而且呢，我们是非常的认同于我们这具躯体的。
But some devotees.Are not anymore affected by the material bodies.
但是有一些奉献者已经不会再被这物质的躯体所影响。
And this was certainly the case of His Holiness Bhaktisarana Swami, who had dedicated all his life for the service of Srila Prabhupada.
而这就是圣 Bhaktisarana Maharaj 他所处在的状况，特别是当他把全身全生命全部都奉献对给睡了帕帕的服务中的时候。
Krishna wanted him to go back to Srila Prabhupada, wanted him to join him wherever he is preaching Krishna consciousness in the material world and said, now you come here.
是 Krishna 希望他能够回到他的身边，舍拉帕帕希望他无论现在在物质世界的哪一个地方传教，都希望能够回到他的身边。
So they call him, come.
所以呢，是 Krishna 和是帕布帕特都在呼唤他，赶紧回来吧。
So in order to go to another situation, he has to leave this body and go.
所以说呢，为了要进入到下一个状况之中呢，他现在就需要离开他现在这具躯体，并且离开了。
It is exactly what happens to a very pure devotee. He just moves from one situation to another situation to continue serving the Lord.
所以呢，这就是发生在我们的亲爱的奉献者身上的事情。他为了从一种境况移动到另外一种境况。那么为的都是要在那个状况下继续的服务我们的主。
Devotees in this planet, sometimes they are serving in one country and then because of need, they move to another country to continue doing their service.
在这个世界的奉献者，他有的时候呢，就会在一个国家服务，然后为了需要呢，他会移动到另外一个国家去服务。
So the same way the devotee can be taken away.From his body, from his situation in this particular planet, to go to another planet to continue doing his wonderful service.
那所以也是一样的。那么这位奉献者呢，他为了要去到下一个星球去继续他的美妙的服务，他就必须要结束他在这一个星球上的服务，他需要离开他在这个星球上的躯体。
Maharaj's body was getting old. His body was 75 years old.
Maharaj 的躯体呢也已经变得年迈了，他已经是75岁的高龄。
So now Srila Prabhupada had another service for him.
所以现在呢，舍拉帕帕的为他安排了另外一个服务。
And this is the reality.
那么这个是实际情况。
What we see, what we hear about the material circumstance, this is just a temporary circumstance that happens always in the material world.
那么当我们所看到的，我们所听到的这个物质的这个情况呢，那它是在物质世界总是会发生的这种状况，那么它也是一个临时的状况。
Certainly we are affected. We are affected when a great devotee like him goes away because we are so attached to know that they are there, they hear about their service and it's so inspiring. So certainly we we like to that they continue where they are, so we can have, we can be blessed by their association.
当这样一位伟大的奉献者离开我们的时候，毫无疑问我们是会受到影响的，因为我们总是知道他是在那里，然后呢，我们会通过他的活动来得到他的鼓舞，所以呢，我们总是希望这位奉献者能够总是在这里，能够和我们在一起，我们能够得到他在这里的涟漪。
Did you translate that verse of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Which verse?
I sent you a verse and I asked you to prepare the translation for this verse.
No, I didn't get that.
Yes, I guess in this chat line which says
that. Oh, I'm sorry, now I see that. Let me see.
I have to prepare because it's a quite rich English.
Yeah.
Okay, see what you can do.
OK, 有一个是Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他所写的一句诗，那这句诗呢是这样的。Vaishnava 的就是当 he reasons ill who tell that Vaishnavas die. When you are living still in sound, the Vaishnava die to live.And living try to spread the holy name around. 一位 Vaishnava 的去世，那他依然呢还生活在他的声音之中。那 Vaishnava 的死是为了活，是为了要传播圣名。
So means to think that a Vaishnava die, it's a crazy idea.
就是说关于我们想到 Vaishnava 死了这个想法，它是一个疯狂的想法。
A Vaishnava don't die.
因为一位 Vaishnava 他是不会死的。
The Vaishnava continue living through sound, means through his instructions, through his example.
那么一位 Vaishnava 呢，他其实继续是会活在他的声音里面，也就是说呢，是活在他的训示之中，活在他的榜样的教诲之下。
If their bodies die, they will continue elsewhere doing their service.
如果他的这具躯体死亡了呢，那他其实会在其他的任何一个地方继续他的服务的。
And that's the life of a Vaishnava.
而这就是一位 Vaishnava 的生命的写照。
He's not hampered by this particular body, this particular place. He's not hampered by that because he's not conditioned by material energy.
所以呢，他并不被这个特定的地方或者是这个特定的躯体所束缚，因为呢，他并没有限制在这个物质的能量之中。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains.In the seventh chapter, explains the different ways yogis pay attention to leave their bodies.
在《博伽梵歌》的第七章中呢 ，Krishna 他就解释了瑜伽师他是以不同的方式来关注他的死亡。
Which period of the day is the best?
比如说呢，在这一天中的哪一段时间
The period of the year first.首先
呢，就是在这一年里面，哪一个时间段是最好的离开躯体的时间段？
Because not every time of the year is the most auspicious.
因为在这一年里面呢，并不是每一个时间都是最吉祥的时刻。
So, and you have to pass in a period of light, not in a period of dark.
而且呢，它是应该是在白天的时候，就是有光芒的时候离开，而不是在黑暗中离开。
So the timing is very important for them.
所以呢，这个时间对于他们来说也是非常重要的。
If they die under the influence of some particular stars or means demigods, then it's very auspicious and they they don't come back. If they die in under the wrong planets, the influence of the wrong planets, then they have to come back.
如果他们要是死亡的时候呢，是在一些半神人掌管的星宿下的影响下离去的话，那是非常吉祥的，也就意味着他们不会再回来。但是他如果是在一些不吉祥的这些星星的影响之下的话呢，那就不好，那说明他肯定还会再回来。
But the devotees are, they're not bewildered by these two different ways of leaving their bodies.
但是呢，作为一位奉献者，他是不会被这些不同的方式来困惑。当他在离开躯体的时候
，means he can leave his body in any time, any circumstances, never mind. It's all the same.
也就是说呢，作为奉献者，他可以在任何的时刻、任何的情况下离开他的躯体，对于他来说没有任何的区别，都是一样的。
You may say, oh, but I would prefer, and so many Vaishnavas prefer to go to the Holy Dham and peacefully leave their bodies there.
但是也许可能没有会说，那有那么多的 Vaishnava， 他们更喜欢要到圣地去，并且在圣地非常平静的等待着离开自己的躯体。
And for most of us, if you can have that particular situation, is better.
那当然对于我们大部分人来说，如果我们要是能够让自己处于这样的状况之下的话呢，那当然是很好的。
Srila Prabhupada himself decided to go to Vrindavan when he noticed that he would soon leave his body.
当Srila Prabhupada注意到自己可能很快会离开躯体的时候呢，他就特别的决定了要到Vrindavan去。
But while in Vrindavan,He decided to go to America, even though he was totally sick, his body was totally sick and capable to travel. He wanted to go and travel because he wanted it.
但是呢，当舍拉帕帕他来到文达文之后呢，即便是他的身体已经处在了非常的脆弱的一种状态，而且已经病得很厉害了，已经没有办法旅行了，但是呢，他还是决定要去美国，他希望他能够旅行。
Srila Prabhupada, at that time, he was very much conscious of the fact that he was going to leave this world and he had not done something very important, established something very important in his mission.
Srila Prabhupada 当时呢是非常的清晰的意识到他很快就会离开他当时的这具躯体，但是呢，他还有一些很重要的事情没有完成，还没有做完。
So many things Srila Prabhupada had taught his disciples, so many things had put into practice in our society, but there was still something very important missing.
Srila Prabhupada 呢教导了他的门徒很多的事情，并且呢也训练他的门徒在进行各种各样的习练，但是还是有一些很重要的事情还没有做。
Srila Prabhupada preached about pure devotional service and he gave to his followers the process of practicing pure devotional service.
Srila Prabhupada 他所传播的呢是纯粹的奉爱服务，并且呢他也在训练他的门徒在进行着纯粹的奉爱服务的修习。
It's a very strict path.
所以呢这是一个非常的严格的路途。
Because they are very serious rules to be followed in order to achieve perfection in the process of Bhakti Yoga.
因为呢，如果要是在Bhakti Yoga 的程序中获得完美的话，是需要有非常严格的规则需要去遵循的。
So it's a very rigid process.
所以呢，这是一个很严格的、很严谨的程序。
We cannot compromise with material life.
那我们不能够我们不能够妥协于我们的物质生活。
So Srila Prabhupada, over the years of having established a society, he started noticing that devotees, even after having practiced for quite a few years, after sometimes they would fall down from their pure practice of devotional service.
所以在这么多年中，在舍勒帕帕建立起国际 Krishna 知觉协会之后呢，他发现就即便是那些已经修习了数年的奉献者，在这个程序修习的过程中呢，可能他也会堕落，会摔下来。
So and what was the to fall down can happen?
那这个摔下来堕落是有可能会发生的。
But you can always recover, pick up, and continue.
但是你总是可以让自己再爬起来，然后呢再继续。
There's no special arrangement, nothing special to be done besides just to, you know, pick up the devotional service and continue and recover.
那除了就站起来、爬起来，然后呢再继续的从事奉爱服务，除了这样的办法之外呢，其实没有别的办法了。
So some devotees recover and came back, continue their practice.
对，那有些奉献者呢就恢复了，并且呢继续的回到他的奉爱服务中。
But many devotees fell down into the same type of terrible life they had before.
但是呢，也有很多的奉献者他就摔了回去，并且呢他又重新的堕入到了他之前所过的很可怕的生活中。
They went back to the same horrible habits they had before.
所以呢，他们就回到了他们之前所惯有的那种很可怕的习惯的生活中。
And it was very difficult for them to come back.
而且呢，让他们再回来是很难的。
And Srila Prabhupada at that time he started noticing that. Realizing the importance of establishing in this society the Varnashram system.
所以在那时候呢，舍勒帕帕他就意识到了，在我们的这个社团里面建立起 Varnashram 的体系是多么的重要。
Varnashram system is a material system, it's a social system.
但是这 Varnashram 体系呢，它是一个物质的体系，它是一个社会体系。
According to the influence of the modes of nature, we belong to a certain class. So we have to know what should be our duty in the particular class.
那根据这个物质自然属性的影响呢，使得我们就属于某一个阶层。那所以呢，我们就必须要知道，当我们在这个某一个这个阶层里面，我们的恰当的处事是应该如何的。
This is something that exists.Everywhere.
那所以呢，这个是存在的，并且呢也需要被觉知到的。
It's just not organized.
但是呢，并没有被很好的组织起来。
If you are in a mode of ignorance, you are a shudra. You work for others.
那比如说，你要是处在愚昧属性的状态下的话呢，那你就是一个 sudra， 那你就应该为别人而工作。
If you are in a mode of goodness, then you can be a teacher, you can be an example for others.
但如果你要是处在善良形态的影响下呢，那你就应该可以成为一名老师，并且呢成为别人的榜样。
If you are in a mode of passion, you can protect others, you can organize society.
那如果你要是处在激情属性的影响下呢，那你就应该是去保护其他的人，并且呢来组织整个的社会。
So Srila Prabhupada wanted to organize this in our society, but having the goal be always the service to Krishna.
所以呢，舍勒帕帕他希望我们能够建立起这样的社会的体系，但是呢，目标呢就总是要服务 Krishna.
So each one on there. And their division according to how they are conditioned by material nature, but all pursuing the same goal, to please Krishna.
对呢，无论是在这个物质自然属性的如何影响之下，而使每一个人处在不同的这个阶层，但是呢，所有的人他无论处在哪个位置，他的目标都是一样的，都是为了要总是服务 Krishna.
And give example that great devotees.In the pastimes of Krishna, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they were in different classes.
而且呢，也有这个好的例子。那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些同游们，这些伟大的奉献者们，他们也是身处于不同的这个阶层，在进行着活动。
But because they were self-realized souls, they were behind all that particular position where they were acting.
但是由于他们是自我觉悟的灵魂，所以说呢，他们是超越于他们所处在的这个阶层的这个位置之上来进行活动的。
For instance, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant Govinda, he was doing the work of a Shudra. He was doing menial work.
比如说，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的亲身的仆人 Govinda， 那他所做的工作呢，就是作为一个 Shudra 在工作，他做的是非常的卑微的服务。
But he was a pure devotee.
但是他是一位纯粹的奉献者。
But externally, is behaving in that particular category of class.
但是他从外在来讲呢，他的行为举止就是在这个阶层上的行为举止。
And in this way, can give a good example to outside people who are also workers who do menial work, but how they can do menial work.With a higher consciousness.
那这样呢，也就可以给外面的人一个好的榜样。也就是说呢，我们其实也是在做着很卑微的一些活动、一些工作，但是呢，却怀着很崇高的觉知在做这些活动。
嗯。So the same way, Srila Prabhupada, you could see that some devotees were already very advanced, so they did not need to be in any class, but in order to give a good example to the rest of the society, they would be belonging to a particular class, but we know they were Vaishnavas, they were devotees.
所以同样的，舍拉帕帕他就可以看到有一些奉献者，他们其实已经达到了一个很高的境界，而且呢，他不会再受这些特定的这些阶层所影响。但是呢，为了要给外人一个榜样的展示，所以呢，就必须要把它放置在一个特定的阶层中。但是我们都知道，它是 Vaishnava。
So the system, the Vanashram system in a Vaishnava society acts like a safety net.
所以说呢，在我们的 Vaishnava 的社团中所建立起来的 Vanashram 体系，它就像是一个安全网一样。
It's not the goal. The goal is pure devotional service. The goal is not to be a Brahman or a Shudra. This is not the goal. The goal is to be a pure devotee.
但是它其实并不是我们的生活的目标。我们的目标并不是成为一名婆罗门或者一名Vaishya Shudra。那我们的目标呢，是为了让自己成为一个纯粹的奉献者。
But because material energy still affects many of us, so it's better to be placed in a particular class division.
但是呢，因为我们大部分的人还是很被这物质能量所影响的，所以呢，最好还是把我们放置在一个特定的阶层中。
Like we said, following pure devotion, the process of pure devotion service.It's very rigid. It's very strict.
但是我们知道，去追随纯粹的奉爱服务的程序呢，它是非常的严谨的，也是非常的严格的。
Perhaps most of you have gone to a circus, and sometimes in the circus there are people who walk up there in a tight rope, and they balance themselves with a bar.And do all kinds of things in a tight rope, and they go to one point to another point, just walking in a tight rope.
我们可能有些人去过这个马戏团，看过马戏，那我们就会看到有人在会走钢丝，他走在这个很细的这个钢丝上，然后手里拿着一个平衡棍，然后拿着这根平衡棍呢，在这个很细的钢丝上可以做各种各样的动作。
It's up there. It's very dangerous.
那其实这是很危险的。
If they fall down, they can break their bones and die.
如果他要是从钢丝上要摔下来的话呢，他有可能就会摔断骨头，甚至会丧命。
嗯 ，But they, most of people who are watching them, they don't notice that midway between the tightrope and the ground, there is a safety net.
但是呢，就是对于大部分的观众来说呢，他可能都没有注意到，在钢丝和地面之间中间的地方呢，有一拉了一个安全网。
So it means if they calibrate the person who is walking the tightrope, if for some mishap he trips and falls, he falls on a safety net. He does not break his bones.
也就意味着，在走钢丝的这位艺人，如果他要是失足了，不小心从钢丝上掉下来的话呢？那他就不会直接掉到地上，而是他会摔在这个安全网上。
So, Srila Prabhupada considered the practice of pure devotional service like walking on a tight rope, and we have to be very attentive, very careful.
对，Srila Prabhupada呢，就把我们这个进行纯粹奉爱服务休息的这个程序的习练呢，给称为是。像是走钢丝一样，所以我们要非常的专注，要非常的仔细小心的去完成这件事情。
So there is a risk of fall down.
因为呢是有要摔下来的危险的。
So the Varnashram system works as a safety net.
所以呢这个 Varnashram 体系呢，它的功能就是像是一个安全网一样。
Means it, we will not fall down going back to their very horrible activities as they had before.
也就是说呢，我们不会在跌落之前我们所从事的非常的可怕的活动的生活境界之中。
They will be protected in a system that allows them to pick up their devotional service very soon.
所以说呢，他就能够在这个安全网的保护之下。使得他掉下来以后呢，还能够重新的再次的恢复他之前所从事的奉爱服务，很快的能够恢复。
Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish this in all society.
对呢，Srila Prabhupada他希望我们能够在这个社团之中建立起这个体系。
And he decided to even though his body was in a terrible shape, he wanted to go and travel to establish Varnashram system.
所以说呢，虽然舍尔帕帕他当时的身体已经处在非常的病弱的这种状态下，但是呢，他依然希望能够去到美国，并且呢，去建立起这个瓦尔纳什姆的体系。
When the devotees were serving Srila Prabhupada, said Srila Prabhupada, "You cannot travel in this condition. You are going to die."
那么当时在服务舍尔帕帕的奉献者就对舍尔帕帕说。您在这样的情况下，您是没有办法旅行的，因为您这样会去世，会去世的。
The Prabhupada said, "Dying is inevitable. Here or there, I have to die. So let me die in a battlefield, doing my duty. We have to establish this system."
那么，Srila Prabhupada说呢，死亡是不可避免的，无论在这里或在那里，我都有可能会死。那么所以说呢，就让我死在我的战场上，让我在就是死在我这个建立这个体系的这个过程中。
And one of the devotees was serving Srila Prabhupada at that time was Bhakti Sharan Swami.
在当时呢，服务Srila Prabhupada的其中的一位奉献者就是 Srila Bhakti Charu Swami.
He was crying.
他当时就在哭。
And he was begging, speaking to Srila Prabhupada in Bengali, because they were both Bengalis, speaking to Srila Prabhupada in Bengali, please don't go, Srila Prabhupada, we beg you.
他当时呢，他就使劲在哭着求着 Srila Prabhupada, 他因为 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 和 Srila Prabhupada 都是孟加拉人，他们都讲的是孟加拉语，所以他当时就在孟加拉语哭求着 Srila Prabhupada, 求你不要去，求你不要去。
So,But he could, at that time, Bhakti Sharan Swami could realize how important for Srila Prabhupada was the establishment of this Varnashram system.
但是在当时呢，是 Bhakti Charamaraja 他就已经意识到了，对于 Srila Prabhupada 来说，建立起这 Varnashram 体系来说是多么的重要。
And himself tried to do that because Srila Prabhupada requested his disciples to try to implement the Varnashram system. And he was one of the rare devotees who was trying to do that in some farm communities.
所以说呢，他就在努力地完成这个使命，因为，他知道这个舍拉帕帕的，他希望他的门徒能够，在我们的社团中建立起瓦尔纳什姆的体系。所以说呢，在众多的奉献者之中呢，舍拉巴提查尔玛什他是少有的一位玛尔什在，我们的农场的社团之中努力在建立起这样的体系的那位奉献者。
So he was staying in India. He was staying in a temple in Uchen, a temple that he had established himself where they were establishing the Varnashram system. But he was feeling that, okay, there was okay, everything was running already okay. But there was another project in Florida, in the United States, that he needed his input, he needed his inspiration, and he didn't consider, oh, it's a dangerous time to travel. No, I have to go. It's very important. Srila Prabhupada would have done the same, so I have to go. So he decided to go, even though it was a dangerous time to travel.
Bhakti Charamaraja 呢，他是在他自己的庙里乌镇的这个庙里面。那么他在这个庙里面呢，他是建立起了很好的这种体系的。然后呢，一切呢都处在很风平浪静的这种状态下。所以呢，他。但是呢，这会儿呢，在佛罗里达，在美国的佛罗里达呢，还有另外一个正在进行的类似的这种项目，是需要他的指导和需要他的鼓励的。所以呢 ，Maharaj 他就觉得他应该去帮助他们，所以他并没有考虑到现在的这个危险的状态，不应该旅行的这样的危险的状态，所以他就决定要去了。
So it was his time. It was his time to leave his body. It was unknown to him, unknown to others, but it was his time to leave his body. So Krishna just allowed this arrangement to take place so he could leave his body.
Maharaj is known to him or unknown to him? I didn't hear
no,
that word.
No, he did not know. He was not aware of that.
Okay. 实际上呢，现在的确是 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 要离开的时刻了。当然了，他自己并不知道，奉献者们也并不知道。但是呢，这是对他的这样的一个安排。
Bhakti Swami was a very special soul. He joined Srila Prabhupada in 1976.
Bhakti Charamaraj 呢是一位非常特别的灵魂。他是在1976年的时候加入到 Srila Prabhupada 的使命的。
It was just 1 year before Srila Prabhupada passed away.
这其实也就是在 Srila Prabhupada 离世之前一年的时间。
But even before he was initiated, he was accepted, he was invited to serve Srila Prabhupada very intimately, be part of the intimate party of servants of Srila Prabhupada.
但是呢，在他被 Srila Prabhupada 接受之前，被 Srila Prabhupada 的启迪之前，他已经进入到了对 Srila Prabhupada 的非常亲密的服务的团队之中。
When Srila Prabhupada heard about this devotee, about this new devotee who had come from Germany after completing his studies, and he was so eager, you know, he was so attached to Krishna consciousness and was so eager to meet Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada made the arrangement to join his party, his intimate party.
那舍拉帕帕他就听说了这位从德国学成归来的这位年轻人非常热切的迫切的想要见到他的时候呢，舍拉帕帕就做出了一番安排，从而使他加入了当时他们之间的很亲近的一个聚会。
This was very unique because usually the devotees who joined the intimate party of service to Prabhupada was devotees who already had a good experience.
那所以呢，这就已经是非常的独特的了。因为通常来说呢，能够服务Srila Prabhupada的，就是能够非常亲密的服务Srila Prabhupada的这些奉献者呢，应该是已经很有经验的奉献者。
And but Srila Prabhupada could see that he was a very special devotee.
但是说爸爸可以看得出来他是一位很特别的奉献者。
And even before he was initiated, he gave him the responsibility, the assignment of translating all his books into Bengali language.
在他还没有得到启迪之前，沙帕帕已经给他了一项艰巨的任务，就是用孟加拉语翻译他所有的书籍。
This was from the very first meeting they had.
这是他们首次见面的时候就给了他这个任务。
And made him, Srila Prabhupada made him his secretary for Indian affairs.
并且呢，沙帕帕指派他为处理他在印度事务的秘书。
Shortly after that, on the Gaur Purnima festival, Srila Prabhupada gave him initiation.
然后在这之后不久，在 Gaur Purnima 的节日上呢，沙帕帕的启迪了他。
And Srila Prabhupada did something that he had never done before. He gave him the first initiation and the second initiation at the same time.
然后沙帕帕做了一件前所从来没有做过的事情，就是在同一时刻，同时给了他一次启迪和二次启迪。
It did not happen with any other devotee.
那么这是在其他的任何一位奉献者身上都没有发生的事情。
Usually you had to wait.At least 6 months or 1 year to receive first initiation, and 1 year later you could receive second initiation.
因为通常来说呢，是在等半年，然后得到一次启迪，然后之后再等一年左右的时间呢，才能得到二次启迪。
At that time, actually, to receive first initiation, you have to wait 1 year. Yes, I remember because I joined by that time. At that time.They have to wait for first initiation 1 year and 1 year to receive second initiation.
Okay, so both of them are 1 year, right?
No. You wait 1 year to receive first initiation and you wait another year to receive second initiation.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Both of them has to wait for 1 year.
1 year, so you can have second initiation after 2 years of joining.
Yeah. 那也就是说呢，就是要等一年的时间得到一次启迪，然后得完一次启迪之后呢，再等一年的时间得到二次启迪。二叔说他记得很清楚，因为当时他是就是这样的一个程序。
Yeah. So and what was the most extraordinary is that 3 months after his initiation, Srila Prabhupada gave him sannyas.
那最卓越的一件事情呢，就是当Bhaktisharan Maharaj 他得到了二次就一次启迪和二次启迪之后三个月 Srila Prabhupada 就给了他 Sannyasi 启迪
He decided to give him Sannyasi and he told the other Sannyasis senior Sannyasis about that and everybody was saying but Srila Prabhupada is so young how can you do that
对当时呢 Srila Prabhupada 就决定给他 Sannyasi 启迪然后 Srila Prabhupada 把这件事情告诉给其他的那些年长的 Sannyasi 的Maharaj 的时候呢，其他的那些奉献者就问Srila Prabhupada说：“您怎么能这么做呢？他还那么年轻呢。”
And Prabhupada said, "No, we will give him sannyas. He's qualified."
然后Srila Prabhupada说：“不，我们就要给他sannyasi启迪，因为他已经够资格了。”
When a devotee in our society would receive sannyas, it means that he had already.Had a good experience of service, you know, and everybody had noticed that he was very steady, very responsible in service. So they could have, again, they could receive sannyas, and because that was a serious commitment for life.
因为作为得到这个 sannyasi 启迪呢，它是一个对于生命中的一个非常重要的一个承诺。所以从奉献者的眼中来看呢，它是应该是。非常的致力于奉献于和稳定于他的奉爱服务中的。
So and they could not do anything, you know, even though they didn't agree, some sannyasi didn't agree, but they could not do anything. Srila Prabhupada was determined.
对，因为Srila Prabhupada呢，他是这个非常的坚定，非常坚决的， 所以虽然有一些sannyasi并不同意给他sannyasi启迪，但是呢也没有办法。
At that time, by 1976, Srila Prabhupada had already organized his society in such a way that many of such decisions would be taken in group by the GBCs, or if they were taking sannyasi, there was a body of sannyasis to analyze the perspective of a particular person and then decide and then present to Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada overruled all these different systems that he had established and he wanted to be established. He overruled all that in order to convince them that he should take sannyas.
那在1976年的时候的一种状态呢，就是Srila Prabhupada他已经把这个社团安排成一种需要有这个，比如说 GBC 就是有这种领导的团队来决定，为当时的一些事情来做出决定，比如说给这个奉献者 sannyasi 启迪，然后当时呢还有一个 sannyasi 的管理委员会，然后他们呢要对这位接受 sannyasi 启迪的这个奉献者要进行一些这个调研，然后呢要看他是否具有资格。但是Srila Prabhupada当时呢他就逾越了所有的这些规则，虽然他自己制定了这个规章，但是呢他就是要说服其他的那些奉献者就是要给他sannyasi，所以呢他就逾越了这些规则。
But he continued his service to Srila Prabhupada, and he was the cook. So before he was a brahmachari, he was the cook. Now he was a sannyasi, and he was cooking for Srila Prabhupada, and on the spare time, he would be translating the books into Bengali.
那么 Maharaj 呢，他继续着他的服务。当他在没有成为sannyasi之前呢，他是一位 brahmachari， 他呢是一位厨师。那么当他成为sannyasi之后呢，他就亲自为Srila Prabhupada的烹饪，然后呢用业余的用剩下的这个时间呢在翻译Srila Prabhupada的书籍，从英文翻译成孟加拉语。
He was a very, very good cook.
他是一位非常非常精到的厨师。
Because he could cook very special dishes, Bengali dishes, that Srila Prabhupada loved very much.
因为呢他可以烹饪很特别的孟加拉的餐食，然后Srila Prabhupada非常的喜欢。
And Maharaj, even until recently, every time he had opportunity to be with his god brothers, and he would cook for them. He loved to cook for his god brothers.
即便是在最近，只要 Maharaj 他有机会，他就会为他的神兄弟们烹饪，他非常的喜欢为他的神兄弟们烹饪美食。
He was usually the gurus invite somebody's god brothers and they have a special cook to cook for them. He was the one who would cook for everybody.
那通常当这个guru要求也就是邀请这些神兄弟们聚会的时候，那么就会请特别的厨师来为大家烹饪。那么 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 呢是那位为大家烹饪的人。
So, for that 1 year until Srila Prabhupada left, Srila Bhakti Kharuswami was serving personally Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，从那一年一直到Srila Prabhupada离开躯体的一整年呢，Srila Bhakti Chara Maharaj 呢，他都是Srila Prabhupada身边的亲身的仆人。
And seeing how important it was his service of translating the books into Bengali, Srila Prabhupada gave him his own.Personal dictaphone that he was using for the translation said like this you're gonna do faster.
而且呢，因为看到他的这个翻译工作是多么的重要，所以呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 就把他自己亲自用的就是那个复读机送给了他，然后呢说呢，你要用这个就是用这个记录机呢来进行翻译的工作，应该更加的有效。
When Srila Prabhupada passed away, he was totally devastated, like all the devotees who were serving, who were surrounding Prabhupada, everybody was so devastated.
所以说呢，当Srila Prabhupada离世的时候呢，他和其他的围绕在Srila Prabhupada身边服务Srila Prabhupada的那些奉献者一样，是完全处于了绝望崩溃的状态。
And he was one of the few devotees who were appointed to bring the body of Srila Prabhupada inside the pit for his samadhi.
他是其中的一位奉献者，参与了把舍尔帕帕的躯体给抬进舍尔帕帕的萨玛迪的那个洞穴里面。
Only four devotees were there inside the pit.
那么只有四位奉献者抬着舍尔帕帕的躯体进入到那个洞里。
Bhakti Srila Swami was holding Srila Prabhupada's head to keep the head straight.
那 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 呢，他是负责扶着 Srila Prabhupada 的头，然后从而让 Srila Prabhupada 的这个头呢保持着正直。
Because the body is very flexible when it dies, it does not stay in one position. So he was keeping the body of Srila Prabhupada straight, the head and the torso kept very straight while they were covering first with salt, covering the body around the body. So the body would remain in a lotus position sitting.
那因为这个当人去世之后呢，他的这个头是会动的，就是这个头它是就是没有办法处在一个稳定的一个位置。
All the body is like that.
Yeah, 就是所有的这个躯体在死亡之后呢，这个头它都是没有办法保持在一个固定的这个位置的。所以呢，为了要让舍尔帕帕的这个躯体能够保持一个正直的一个状态，所以呢 ，Bhakti Sharma 他就必须要扶着舍尔帕帕的这个头。那么，当把舍尔帕帕的这个躯体放入到这个萨玛迪里面，然后他们再开始用各种各样不同的物质来埋住这个躯体的时候，Bhakti Sharma 就始终就扶着他头。他们首先放的这个物品呢是盐。因为这个把盐放进去呢，就可以使这个舍尔帕帕他这个躯体保持着莲花坐姿。
So they cover first with salt all over the body, and then the devotees from outside who are up there, they can start with their hands, they can start pouring earth to fill up the whole room.
所以说呢，就是当他们把这第一层覆盖，就是这个盐撒到舍尔帕帕的躯体之后。那么在洞之外的这些奉献者们，他就可以把土撒进来。
So he was still holding Srila Prabhupada's body while the devotees start putting earth, and he wanted to stay there with Srila Prabhupada's body.
当奉献者往这里面撒土的时候呢，Maharaj他是在洞里面扶着Srila Prabhupada的躯体。但是呢，他希望能够和舍尔帕帕就是这样一起待在一起。
He didn't want to leave Srila Prabhupada.
他不想离开舍尔帕帕的。
The Mahakrishna Maharaj had to take him by force.
所以呢，塔玛勒克什纳格斯瓦米玛什呢就必须要强迫着把他给拉出来。
He was so attached to Srila Prabhupada.
他非常非常的依附舍尔帕帕的。
So, and this was all his life. It was his life. He was trying to serve Srila Prabhupada. In any single detail, Srila Prabhupada's instructions, he tried to do everything.
所以呢，这就是他的一生。他就从每一个细节都在努力的想要去服务 Srila Prabhupada。
After Srila Prabhupada's departure, he went to Mayapur because the devotees were very devastated and the project was.Kind of stopped because there was a big crisis, Srila Prabhupada left. So he went to Mayapur to encourage the devotees and to boost the project.
在 Srila Prabhupada 离世之后呢，他又去到了 Mayapur， 因为Srila Prabhupada 的离世使得所有的奉献者都处在崩溃的非常沮丧的这种状态之下，使得在 Mayapur 的这个项目呢就没有办法再继续进行了。所以 Maharaj 他就来到了 Mayapur 来鼓励大家，能够激励大家继续的进行这个项目。
In 1987, he was invited to become an initiating guru and also join the GBC.
1987年呢，他就被邀请成为了一名能够启迪的 guru， 并且也加入了 GBC。
And he finished to translate all the books, Srila Prabhupada's books in Bengali in 1995.
他在1995年的时候完成了对于舍勒帕帕的著作的所有的著作的翻译。
And he started so many wonderful projects all over the world.
并且呢，他在世界各地进行了很多的非常美妙的项目。
I got to know Srila Prabhupada, I got to know Bhaktisiddhanta Swami in 1986, to know him personally. I knew him before, I've seen him before, but this was an opportunity that I really interacted with him in 1986.
那我在之前呢就知道Srila Bhakti Chara Maharaj, 但是在1986年的时候呢我和他有个人的交往。
1987
年的时候。
At that time was also a big crisis in France, in Europe.
当时呢在欧洲在美国有一个很大的危机。
France.
法国美国在欧洲的法国有很大的危机。
美国不是欧洲。美国不是欧洲。
Sorry. I know that.
So, Srila Prabhupada had established a very big project there, a farm community, New Mayapur.
因为当时舍勒帕帕呢，在法国的新马亚普建立了一个很大的一个农场项目。
It's a really a very beautiful project that Srila Prabhupada loved very much.
那是一个很大的一个项目，很美的项目，舍勒帕帕很爱的一个项目。
And Srila Prabhupada stayed there for a good amount of time.
而且舍勒帕帕在那儿呢也住了很长一段时间。
That's when I joined.
那也是我当时加入的时候。
When Srila Prabhupada left, there was an appointed guru for France, and he was taking care of the devotees in France, giving initiation and taking care of the projects in France, but eventually, unfortunately, that guru fell down.
在舍勒帕帕离世之后呢，就有一位指派的孤儒负责法国的地区，并且在这个地区呢来启迪门徒、照顾奉献者以及照顾在法国的这些项目。但很不幸的是呢，这位指派的孤儒后来跌落了。
And he created a big problem because many disciples lost faith. They abandoned the project, and eventually the community in New Mayapur was practically before we had about 400 devotees, and suddenly we had just a handful of devotees.
据说呢，他而且造成了很大的麻烦，因为他的这个影响呢，使得很多的奉献者失去了信心。并且呢，离开了这个项目，也就抛弃了这个项目，然后使得本来我们在 New Mayapur 呢有400位奉献者，然后最后呢就剩下几个奉献者了。
So actually, and because there was a problem with the taxes, because we were registered as a non-profitable society, would not pay taxes, but under the covering of such a society, we were doing some small business, selling this, selling that, to make money for our projects. But the government found out these things, and particularly in that period where the leadership had failed, the government took advantage to levy taxes, very heavy taxes to our society.
Mm-hmm.当时呢就是由于要付税的这个问题，那使得我们呢就把我们当时的这个组织呢给注册成了一个非盈利机构的一个组织，那这样呢我们就可以不付税了。然后但是呢我们在这个非盈利组织的这个名头下呢其实是在做一些小的生意，然后呢要赚一些钱，这样才能够养活我们的这个项目。但是呢就在这个时刻呢，因为我们的领导他堕落了，从而使得政府呢就利用这个机会，然后趁虚而入的要征收我们很大的一笔税。
So they calculated all the taxes since the beginning of our registration, and it was an astronomical sum of money we had to pay.
所以呢，他们就趁火打劫的，给我们算账。然后呢，他们就从我们第一天开始做这件事情开始，一直算起，最后算出来我们要补的这个税呢是非常昂大的，就是非常巨大的一笔钱，一笔钱。
And we didn't. Most of the devotees have left. We didn't have devotees to collect that money like before. So the society.Became bankrupt means we could not pay the taxes. The government took our property, and they were going to sell, what do you call an auction, you know, sell an auction for the better, the best price they can find. So people go to the court and they bid a price, and then whoever gives the most can get it. So the government took the property and brought the property.For auction, in order to get them as much money as he could to be paid back by the for the taxes.
但是当时的状态呢，是因为奉献者大部分的奉献者都已经离开了，只剩下的那几位奉献者呢，根本就没有办法去筹集到这么大的一笔钱，而且呢，也不可能再像以前一样从那些奉献者那儿去寻求这个布施了。所以呢，政府他就把我们的这个项目给收了回去，然后把我们所有的这些财产呢都给收了回去，并且把这些东西呢放到这个拍卖行进行拍卖。
So the GBC sent Bhaktisudha Swami to France to try to help see how we could help the situation.
所以呢 ，GBC 就把 Bhaktisudha Maharaj 就派到了法国，来看看如何能够帮忙我们解决当时的这个困境。
And most particularly try to help the devotees because the devotees were very distraught, they were very disturbed about the situation. And so he wanted to give them some encouragement, some enthusiasm.
而且特别的呢是要来帮助当时的这些奉献者们，因为奉献者们确实是处在心意极为受到打扰的这种状态下，而且处在很困惑的这种状态下，所以呢他是希望能够给这些奉献者一些激励。能够给他们一些鼓舞。
And he was certainly the ideal person to do that.
那么毫无疑问，他是最理想的一位做这件事情的人物。
He was the most gentleman person I have known in my life.
他是在我这一生中所认识的最有绅士风度的最儒雅的一位人。
An incredible personality. In dealings, he was so personal, so careful, so polite, so nice.
他是他的这个人格的魅力呢是非常的令人惊叹的。那当他在和人打交道的时候呢，他是非常的儒雅，非常的非常的亲切，非常的个人的。
Maharaj was really a gentleman.
所以 Maharaj 他真的是一位绅士
，and an extraordinary devotee，
而且是一位非常卓越的、超凡的奉献者。
He knew how to hear others，
他知道如何聆听其他人的讲述。
He was extremely patient，
他是非常的有耐心的
，and encouraged the devotees to come out with solutions。
而且呢，他也能够指导人们走出他们的虚幻。
Really, really an ideal spiritual leader.
所以呢，他是一位非常理想的、完美的灵性的领袖。
I had never met a person like him before.
我之前从来没有遇到过一个像他这样的人物。
He was really a person born in the Bengali culture and he started practicing Vaishnavism from a young age.
他呢是在孟加拉的文化下出生的，然后呢他在很年轻的时候，很小的时候就开始在修习 Vaishnava 的礼仪。
He was born in a very well-to-do family, very, very, very educated family.
他出生于一个很富有的家庭，一个很有文化的家庭。
And he was such a sweet singer of bhajans.
而且呢，他非常动听甜美的吟唱着巴赞。
It was just so wonderful to hear Maharaj singing those Bengali bhajans in the right accent. It was just so beautiful to hear him chanting.
那么，当我们在聆听 Maharaj 用正确的口音来吟唱孟加拉的这些巴赞的时候，是非常甜美的。
Bengali is a very beautiful language.
因为孟加拉语它本来就是一个非常美妙的语言，非常美丽的语言。
Srila Prabhupada said is a language of poets.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，孟加拉语是充满了诗意的语言。
It's true. It really sounds very beautiful. Bengali pronounced by a Bengali person, it's very beautiful.
的确是这样的。由一位孟加拉人所念诵、所讲述的孟加拉语是非常的美丽动听的。
So every day Maharaj would give his lectures, Maharaj would sing, Maharaj would meet with the devotees, he met all the devotees, encouraged all the devotees, bringing them together to really try to create a good solid group so, and try to find solutions to save that property.
所以说在法国期间呢 ,Maharaj 他每天都会给大家讲课，他每天都会吟唱非常美妙的巴赞。他每天呢都会和奉献者进行交流，他每天呢都会和奉献者们在一起仔细的聆听大家，然后呢真正的在想办法如何能够解决当时的这种状况。
In the beginning, it was not so much for saving the property, it was more to save the devotees and see what arrangement could be done because.The saving the property was a very complicated process because so much money to pay. But at that time, when Maharaj came there and he saw the beautiful deities that were there, the beautiful temple room and the beautiful deities, you know, there was Krishna Balaram installed by Srila Prabhupada, there was Gauranitai installed by Srila Prabhupada, beautiful, beautiful deities. And then Radha and Krishna,Installed by the other guru came after Srila Prabhupada departed. It was just so beautiful deities, so beautiful deities, and he was totally enamored by those deities.
那么当时呢，Bhakti Charu Maharaj 他刚刚来的时候呢，他其实更多的是为了解决和奉献者之间的这些问题，是为了要这个先是要先帮助奉献者，因为当时的这个项目本身呢，它是非常复杂的，要解决它呢是要花很大的功夫的，而且呢是需要很多的钱的。那么当时当马尔什来到这儿的时候呢，他看到了我们在这里美丽的神像，有舍勒帕帕所安放的 Krishna Balaram 的神像，以及有舍勒帕帕所安放的 Gauranitai 神像。以及后来当Srila Prabhupada离世之后，由后面的 Guru 所安放的 Radha Krishna 的神像，而这些神像呢都非常的美丽，而使得这个 Maharaj 呢非常的着迷于这些神像。
So he saw also the room where Srila Prabhupada stayed for long periods of time.A beautiful room that the devotees have decorated so nice, and you could really experience the presence of Srila Prabhupada inside those rooms. A really beautiful part of the property. It was the landlords, the previous, because it was the property, the building was a castle, a traditional ancient castle. And that part of the property was the property of the landlord, the main person in the property, the landlord or whatever. So it was a big room with windows facing three sides, east, west, and north. So beautiful, you know, a living room, a bedroom, and everything so nicely and very beautifully decorated by the devotees. But by being there, you could really feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada.
而且呢，就是这个项目，就是这个产业呢，它是以前的在法国的一座城堡，所以呢，这个城堡被之前的这个产业主呢弄得是非常的美丽的。那么当 Bhakti Charu Maharaj 他在这里的时候呢，他就能够感受到奉献者所 所装饰的舒拉帕帕的这个房间，然后从而使舒拉帕帕的这种临在感依然还在。而且舒拉帕帕他当时所住的这个房间呢，是三面都是有窗户的，都能够看到外面的这个景色，有这个外面的这个起居室啊，整个的这个城堡啊的被这些奉献者们弄得都非常的好，所以呢，这种好的这种状态使他也能够亲身的感受到舒拉帕帕的临在。
So the whole atmosphere of the property and all these things totally captivated Bhakti Swami, and he said, "We have to do something to save this property."
所以说呢，就是当时的这个产业本身，以及神像，以及奉献者们，都使得Bhakti Charamaj 着迷，所以呢，他就觉得我们必须要做些事情来救我们的这个产业，一定要留住我们的这个产业。
So the devotee said, "We have no money."
但是奉献者说呢，我们没钱。
So he decided to go to England. In England, we have a big congregation, Indian congregation, probably the biggest congregation of Indians outside of India. It's a big congregation, and some very well-to-do people in business.And Srila Bhakti Saraswami went personally visiting all these members, these friends, you know, who have money, and tried to convince them to donate so we could buy back the property in auction when the government would put the property in auction. You could try to buy it back.
Ashu, this is in England, right?
In England, you went to England,
yeah,
because in,
yeah,
England we have the biggest Indian congregation,
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, yeah. 那么然后呢 ，Bhakti Charamaj 他就来到了英国，因为在英国呢有印度之外世界最大的英国的这个印度的聚集地。那么在这里面呢有很多非常富有的印度人。那么Bhakti Charamaj 呢他就亲自来到了英国的这个印度社区，并且呢。请求他们能够给予布施，从而能够再把这个法国的这个产业再给买回来。
He went to beg for, please help this project. So very dear to Prabhupada, he brought many photos, many things to show to them and gifts, you know, and beg them, please help, please help, please help.
他是在向他们在乞讨，在向他们祈求，对他们说。求你们了，请你们能够帮助我们，因为我们在法国的这个项目呢是非常的被舒拉帕帕所爱的，求你们能够帮助我们，能够保留下我们的这个产业。
So finally, he gathered a good amount of money.
所以最终呢，他筹集到了一笔很好的钱。
And we thought that maybe, not sure, maybe would be enough to buy the property in auction.
对这很好数量的这笔钱呢，我们就觉得也许应该够了，能够从拍卖行再把我们的产业买回来。
It certainly was a big, we were in anxiety, we were not sure.
当然了，我们是处在很大的焦虑之中的，因为我们并不是很确定。
Bhakti Saraswami had just one very new disciple from France that had recently initiated, and he was a retired, very experienced manager of a big corporation, a person with really a lot of experience in business.
那当时呢 ，Bhakti Saraswami 在法国呢有一个刚刚起迹的门徒。那么这位门徒呢，刚刚从他的生意中退下来，但是呢，他是一个很精到的生意人。
Yeah, he was a director of big corporations with agencies in many parts of the world.
Peacock.
Peacock.
You mean the bird?
No, I'm not saying peacock. Where do you come peacock from?It was corporations.
Okay. 他是
big corporation.
Big corporation. Okay. Sorry. 阿叔。那么他呢是就是管理着在这个亚洲的很多的这个大型的跨国公司的大领导。
very experienced person.
那所以呢，他是在做生意上是很有经验的。
So he was going to represent the devotees without showing any connection with the devotees. He was on his own. He was going to auction. He registered in the auction in order to bid, do his bid to try to sell the property with whatever be there, you know.
嗯，所以呢，他呢，所以呢，他就将代表这个奉献者，但是呢，又不以这个奉献者的这个身份。然后到这个纸身到拍卖行去拍卖所有的这些物品。
So together we went to the court.
所以呢我们大家一起呢都去到了法院。
Before we arrived to court, we separate. This devotee went on his own, as was an independent person, and we all dressed in civil clothes. Maharaj also dressed as in civil clothes.We went there because you may not be bidding, but you can attend. You can attend the auction. It's a public thing. It's a big hall, and you can attend. But you may not bid, or you may just bid and then you give up. But you can sit there. So, and our representative, that devotee was sitting really in the front with the people who were going to bid, you know, for the property, and you were just waiting.
嗯，那我们呢是大家一起去到这个拍卖行的，因为这个拍卖呢它是一个公开的一件事情，所以呢我们不一定要参与到拍卖这件事情的本身，但是我们可以在那儿去看的。所以说呢我们就和这位奉献者以及和马哈拉吉一起都去了那儿，但是到了那儿以后呢我们就和这位奉献者分开了。我们当时呢全部都穿的是平民穿的这个服装，马哈拉吉也是如此。那么这位代表我们的这个奉献者呢，他就坐到了前排，然后和其他的那些要参与竞卖的这些人坐在一起。
So we have a certain amount of money. We have a certain amount of money, and this much we could use.
那所以当时呢，我们是有一笔钱，然后呢，这笔钱我们是可以用的。
Let's say two million French francs.
我们说我们
yeah,
当时我们可能应该这么说是有200万法郎。
Okay. This is the money we had in the hands to buy the property.
那所以呢这个是我们手上有的这么多钱来买这个项目，来买这个产业，买回我们的产业。
This is our own property that we lost, now we are going to buy it back.
对，然后这本来是我们自己的产业，可是我们把它给弄丢了，现在我们得把它再给它买回来。
So there were some people bidding, giving one price, another bidding higher price, and in the end it was only two, the other person and our devotee, two persons, one giving one price, another giving more, and going up like that.
Yeah, 所以说呢，这个拍卖就开始了。一个人他给出了一个价钱，然后另外一个人呢又还了一个价钱，然后这样还来还去呢，最后呢就剩下两个人在参与这个竞卖了。其中的一位呢就是我们的这位奉献者，他们两人在不断的还价。
So when our devotee came up to offering 2 million after going slowly increasing each side, came to 2 million and the other one raised to 2,250,000.
嗯，那然后呢？当我们的这个价格逐渐的、慢慢的上升之后呢，我们的这位奉献者呢，他就提到了200万。然后呢，另外的那个人呢，他就把他提到了two hundred fifty，对，把他给这个提到了两百，又加上了一个225万。
And the devotee knew he had only 2 million.
而奉献者知道呢，他只有200万。
So he did not know what to do.
所以这会儿他就不知道该怎么办了。
So he looked back. He knew in our direction. We're quite far back seated, and I looked back.Was to know what he should do.
所以这会儿呢，因为我们都坐在很后的位置，然后呢，他就转身看着我们，就想再询问一下我们现在应该怎么办。
And Bhakti Sharma Swami with his thumb, he put up like this, up with the thumb.
然后呢 ，Bhakti Sharma Maharaj 呢就向上翘起了他的大拇指。
So the other devotee raised the price superior to the other one.
所以呢，这位奉献者呢，他又增加了这个钱数。
2,500,000.
就加到了250万。
So and the other person did not increase the number.
那这样加上来以后呢，对面的那个人他就没有再加上，他就再没有再增加了。
But we were having to give 250,000, and that's what a huge amount of money. And I turned to Bhakti Sharma Swami and said, Maharaj, how are we going to pay for all this? Because we have a certain delay to give the money to the court. We have a certain, I say, 1 week or 10 days. You have to bring all the money, and then you receive the titles of the property.
嗯，但是呢，也就意味着我们要付250万的这么大笔巨额的数目。然后我当时就转头问茫然智，我就在问他，我说我们怎么能够筹到这么大一笔钱呢？因为我们可以有一个延缓支付的钱，我们可以有一个星期或者10天的缓期来把这笔钱支付给拍卖行。
So, Bhakti Sharma Swami turned to me with his eyes, look at my eyes, and said, Krishna's property has no price.
然后Bhakti Sharma Maharaj 他就转头看着我。他就目不转睛地盯着我，对我说 ：“Krishna 的产业是无价的。
”We will find this money.
我们会找到这笔钱。
He was so had such a confidence in Krishna that Krishna was going to do anything.
所以呢，他对 Krishna 是具有绝对的信心的。他认为 Krishna 一定能够搞定一切。
He was so confident.
他非常的有信心。
He went that same day. He went back to England.
所以就在那一天，他就回到了英国。
Again, he went again trying to collect.
所以呢，他又回去继续的努力着去筹钱。
250,000, half of $250,000.
他又他又去这个找这250万美金，就是四分之一，就是这250万法郎的这笔钱。
He convinced the family, he convinced the Indian family to mortgage their house and to get this money from the bank. Mortgage, you know that mortgage? Mortgage their house and get that same money. That amount of money from the bank, and with a promise that we would pay them back, so they could have the mortgage finished, so the house will be back to them.
结果呢，他就说服这印度家庭呢，把他们自个儿的房子拿到银行去抵押，然后从银行得到这抵押款，然后把这笔钱呢来挪给他用，然后呢，他又承诺这个印度家庭呢，我们会把这笔钱赚回来。然后在他们在还抵押日之前的这个时间呢，就能够把这笔钱帮他们还上。
So he went back to France. Now we had all the money, and then he told his disciple that before was a big manager of corporation, and he said, "I think you are going to work again."
所以呢，马尔他又回到了这个法国，然后呢就把这笔钱的这事情给搞定了。然后之后他就训斥他的这位之前是大老板的大公司的领导的这位门徒，对他说：“我觉得你现在得回去上班了。”
I think you're gonna have to raise this money.
我想呢，你必须要把这笔钱筹回来。
Yeah, he could raise some of it, but Maharaj also raised from other places in the world.
所以说呢，就这位门徒呢，他筹到了一些钱，然后 Maharaj 呢又从世界各地的其他的一些地方又筹到了一些钱。
It would not be for Maharaj's intervention and this total confidence that Krishna would do something, we had lost that wonderful property that Srila Prabhupada loved so much with such wonderful deities.
那所以说呢，这就是Maharaj 因为他对于Shri Krishna 是有如此的这种信心，而且呢。 我们不能够把 Srila Prabhupada 如此爱的，而且有这么美的这个神像的这个地方给丢失掉。
So an incredible personality, an incredible devotee with so much faith in Prabhupada and Krishna.
所以说呢， Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj 呢，他是一位不可思议的奉献者，他对于 Srila Prabhupada 以及对于 Shri Krishna 都是有非常坚定的信心的。
We will miss him very, very dearly.
所以呢，我们会非常非常的思念他。
Everybody in our society knew him. Everybody loved him. Everybody knew about his bhajans, his personality. He was just so dear to everyone. All his god brothers loved him so much.
在我们社团的所有的奉献者都是。 熟知他的，都非常的喜爱聆听他的bhajan，而且呢，也知道他美妙的人格。那么，所有的他的神兄弟们都非常的热爱他。A real
Vaishnava gentleman.
他是一位真正的 Vaishnava 的绅士。
Everybody would feel so comfortable, so at ease in his presence.
当他和每一个人临在的时候，使每一个人都非常的舒服。Impossible
to not love him.
所以不爱他是根本就不可能的。Srila
Bhakti Saraswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. I don't know if any devotee say something, maybe from an experience or some question, and I don't know if you have time. You have to see with Sati also. So
yeah, Sani Manji, Ashu, when you mentioned it in Shijo, the Alanta, I put it out pretty, you see, Fung Shijo, even you show here some more, or you know, some one tea.
对，是的，我们有两个问题， 您看一下，
法政人帕夫和新人。我看到这个问题。 因为阿叔可能他可能比较担心大家有没有这个时间的问题，因为现在已经是九点了嘛。因为这两个也是关于今天这个主题的问题。Yeah, Ashu, because we do have two questions here, and both of the questions are related with the topic of today, and the time is all right.
Okay, let's go then.
Okay, the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔，感谢翻译和主持。 听到 Bhakti Charu Swami 离去，除了为他回到圣恩身边感到一丝的惆怅。现在人们因为病毒感到恐惧和焦虑。下周我被邀请给一些朋友讲一堂有关恐惧和焦虑的课程，能否从您的理解角度仁慈地解释以下问题：一、恐惧和焦虑来自哪里？二、为什么会有恐惧和焦虑？三、为何？ 如何能够征服恐惧和焦虑？谢谢亲爱的阿叔，祈祷您保持身体健康。阿叔， thank you very much. Hearing the news of Bhakti Charu Swami's departure, we actually feel relieved for he actually go back to Srila Prabhupada and now stay with Srila Prabhupada. But in another mood that we feel quite sad. Right now, because of the virus, to make many people in the hood of fearfulness and also in anxiety. Next week, I have been invited by a group of friends to give a lecture about the topic of fear and anxiety. So could you mercifully to explain to explain this topic from the following three angles perspective. The first one is that where the fear and anxiety from? The second thing is that why there was fear and anxiety. Third, how to conquer the fear and anxiety. Thank you very much, and I pray that you always keep in a very healthy state.
Well, these questions are a subject matter of a big seminar.
这些问题呢是一个很大的研讨会的话题。
But I guess you can develop. I will give just a few sutras.
但是呢，我觉得你，我给你一些这个 sutra 的一些这个。对，给你一些这个密码，然后呢，你可以从这个密码来进行延展。
So the first one, number one.
The first one is where the anxiety and fear from.
And the second one is related.
Yeah, the second one is why there was fear and anxiety. The third one is how to conquer.
Okay, the first and the second, they are connected.
那么比如说这第一点，您刚才问的这第一点和第二点呢，他们俩是连接在一起的，相关的。
In the spiritual world, fear and anxiety is there.
那在灵性世界呢，恐惧和焦虑都是存在的。
They are fearful of losing, of not being able to see Krishna for one moment.
因为他们所恐惧的事情呢，就是有片刻都见不到 Krishna 了。
They're in anxiety that Krishna will go away.
对他们的焦虑就是 Krishna 会走开。
So that increases their devotion to Krishna, so that to guarantee that Krishna always stay with them, so their love increases multifold.
但是这样呢，就会加深他们对 Krishna 的奉爱之情，从而能够保证 Krishna 会留下来，会和他们在一起。那这样呢，就会使他们对 Krishna 的这种感情呢，就会成倍的加展。
So it's a kind of fear and anxiety that increases our devotion to Krishna, so it's positive.
所以说呢，这样的恐惧和焦虑呢，是使我们增加了对 Krishna 的奉爱之情，所以呢，这种恐惧和焦虑它是积极的。
But in the material world, fear and anxiety is created because is there because we are always living in a life-threatening environment.
但是在物质世界的恐惧和焦虑，它之所以产生呢，是因为我们始终都生活在一个对生命都有威胁的一种环境之中。
Because of the influence of material time, things are going away, taken away from us, and then we are always in a fear of losing.
因为呢，就这个物质时间的这个影响，使得这个事物一定总是在我们身边流淌而过，而且呢，我们总是在失去的这种状态下，所以我们总是在害怕我们会失去。
We are in fear of losing things, losing people, and we are fearful of losing our own bodies, that what we love the most.
所以呢，我们恐惧的事情呢，就是。害怕有东西会失去，害怕有人会失去，而且呢，我们也害怕，就我们最爱的这具躯体会丧失掉。
Because that's the nature of material things is everything is temporary in this world.
因为呢，这个物质世界它的本性就是在这个世界的一切它都是短暂而临时的。
After some time, it goes away.
所以在经历了一段时间之后呢？这个东西它都会走开，就会不在了。
So we are always fearful of losing something or somebody that we are very attached that we love very much.
所以呢，我们总是害怕着会失去，特别是我们会害怕着失去某人，特别是那个人我们还特别的依附。
So we live in an atmosphere that is a very threatening.Very threatening atmosphere all the time.
所以呢，我们始终都是生活在一个很有威胁性的环境之下的。
Caused by the influence of material time.
那么这个呢，就是由于物质的时间的影响而造成的。
And there's no way, there's no material way to deal with fear and anxiety.
但是呢，没有一个物质的方法来应对恐惧和焦虑。
The only way to to give up fear, give up anxiety is by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. There is no other way.
唯一的放弃恐惧和焦虑的方法是托庇在主 Krishna 的莲花足下，没有其他的方法。
Means take the process of Krishna consciousness, chantare Krishna, devotional service.
那也就是说呢，接受 Krishna 知觉的程序，念诵 Hare Krishna， 并且从事奉爱服务的活动。
We have to create an environment around us that where this threat, non-existent threat, does not exist.
所以呢，我们就必须要让自己我们必须要营造出一种氛围，使得这样的就是这种threatening， 就是这种
non-existence. The non-existent threat is not there.
Yeah, 就是营造一种氛围，然后使得这种胁迫我们的、威胁我们的这样的这个环境呢，就不会在我们的身边了。
Means we have to engage in a process that helps us to realize our eternal nature.
那也就是说呢，我们必须要从事一个程序，然后从而能够帮助我们意识到我们的永恒的本性是什么。
Because as long as we are influenced by this temporary nature of the world, we will be always in this anxiety, this fear, because there is a threat to our existence and the existence of others.
因为我们只要是让自己还是处在这种短暂而临时的这种生活状态下，我们就始终会处在恐惧和焦虑的状态中，因为它是一种它总是会在威胁着我们，总是会在胁迫着我们，以及胁迫着其他的人。
Death, it's always there, even if it's not obvious, it's always there, and it creates always a feeling of fear and anxiety, because we are surrounded by this death-threatening environment all the time.
比如说死亡，虽然死亡呢，它并不是那么显而易见的，但是呢，我们却始终被这种死亡的恐惧和威胁所包围着，所以呢，会让我们始终处在恐惧的状态。
So we have to create an atmosphere, a transcendental atmosphere, where this experience of this feeling of losing will not be there.
所以说呢，我们就要营造出一种超然的环境、超然的氛围，从而使害怕失去的这种感受不会再在那里了。
Means accept that we have no control.
也就意味着我们要接受我们没有任何的控制。
Nothing belongs to me.
我们要接受我们没有什么是属于我们的。
I am not the enjoyer of anything in this world.
我们要接受我并不是在这个世界上的任何一件事情的享受者。
And there is somebody I can trust completely because he's my best friend.
而且呢，我们要接受有一个人我是可以完全的相信他的，因为他是我最好的朋友，这个人就是 Krishna。
No matter how things go, I trust it is his arrangement.
无论发生了什么事情，我都相信这是他的安排。
In that situation, we become peaceful.
对，在这样的一种状态下，我们就会变得平静。
Peaceful means no more anxiety, no more fear.
那平静也就意味着不会再有任何的焦虑，不会有任何的恐惧了。
No more hankering for anything.
也就不会再渴求着在这一生中想要得到什么了。
You feel peaceful.
所以你就会感到很平和。
And when you feel peaceful, you feel happy.
那么当你感到平和的时候，你就会感到快乐。
That's the only solution.
这是唯一的解决方法。
We have to go beyond the influence of material time.
对呢，我们必须要超越物质的时间所给我们产生的影响。
Engage in activities and establish relationships that are not subjected to the influence of time.
所以呢，我们要这个从事这样的活动，使得这些活动呢，它不会再被这个时间的因素所影响。
activities and relationships.
活动以及关系。
That are not affected by material time.
就这些活动以及这些关系呢，都不会再被物质的时间所影响。
Physically, we are separated from Bhakti Sharu Swami, we are separated from Tamakrishna Goswami, we are separated from so many wonderful devotees, we are separated from Srila Prabhupada, physically. But if you are situated in Krishna consciousness, then we find, you experience their presence, and the remembrance brings their presence very vividly, their instructions bring their presence, we feel their presence.Because they are eternal existing.
如果我们要是就是我们从物质的角度，从躯体的角度上来说呢，我们现在是和 Bhakti Charu Maharaj 分开了，和 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 分开了，我们也没有再和 Srila Prabhupada 在一起，没有和很多的非常美貌的奉献者们在一起。但是如果我们要是谨记他们的训示的话，那我们其实是和他们永恒的在一起的，我们始终都能够感受到他们的临在。
Yeah. So the main thing you're going to have to speak the basics of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Try to them to understand that they are not this material body, because all the problems stem from the fact that we identify with the material body.And the circumstances surrounding the material body, and all this are under the threat of non-existence.
所以说呢，您在给他们上这节课的时候呢，您应该讲述在《不加放歌》里面的这个基本的哲学，并且呢，要让大家理解我们并不是这具躯体，因为所有的这些恐惧啊，还有这个焦虑啊，它其实全部都是围绕着我们认同于这具躯体，以及和这个躯体延展的所有的这些事物而产生的。
Bodies, material bodies are always under the threat of being annihilated.
因为呢，这具躯体呢，它其实总是处在一种威胁感中，因为呢，总是觉得这个躯体它是会被瓦解掉。
Bhagavad Gita, second chapter.
国家梵歌的第二章。
From the very beginning of Krishna's teachings about the difference between the soul and the sin, you get everything, all the materials needed to make people understand why fear is there.
那所以呢，在最开始的时候呢，Krishna 他就讲述了躯体和灵魂之间的这种关系和区别。那么也就从这里面可以让人们去理解为什么会产生这样的恐惧。Krishna 在这里面讲得很清楚，所有的信息都在这儿。
The cause and the solutions are all there.
所以说呢，原因以及解决方法都在这里了。
Next question.
The next question from 幸运女神顶班阿叔，主 Krishna， 至高无上的地位可以以任何一种方式召回他亲密的朋友，一位伟大的 Vaishnava 奉献者以一种特殊的方式离开躯体。主 Krishna 是想给全世界奉献者一种什么样的启示和教导呢？毫无疑问 ，Maharaj 义无反顾地回到了 Sri Krishna 的怀抱。此刻他与圣恩在一起。那么我们在 Bhakti Charu Maharaj 这种特殊离开方式中学习到了什么呢？感恩阿叔，谢谢翻译者和主持人 Hare Krishna， 谢谢您。This Mataji, the goddess of fortune, Mataji. Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances. Lord Krishna, he has his very supreme position, so he can use any way to call back his very intimate friend. A very great Vaishnava devotee, he has his very special way to leave his body.But this special way of living the body gives us what kind of a realization? Lord Krishna wants to using this incident to teach us in what way? There's no doubt that Maharaj right now is in the embrace of Lord Krishna, and right now he is with Srila Prabhupada. However, what we can learn from his special way of living his body. Thank you very much.
One thing we can see is that Maharaj did not hesitate to take a risk on his life in order to go and help establish something that Srila Prabhupada considered as the second major part in his mission, establishing the Varnashram system.
那其中一个我们可以学到的呢，就是，Maharaj 他是非常的大无畏的，他并没有考虑到这个危险的境界，而义无反顾的去照顾 Srila Prabhupada的一个非常重要的一个项目，那么这个项目呢也是说爸爸认为他的第二大使命。
So he was fearless. He was just concerned about the devotees' need in that particular place and going there and be with them would be the best service he could do to Prabhupada.
所以说呢，是Maharaj他是无畏的。那他想的只是他要去到那里，他要和奉献者在一起，他要以这样的方式去帮助奉献者，因为他觉得这样的方式呢，就是在服务 Srila Prabhupada。
So even though his presence was not long, just the fact that he wanted to go there to do that particular service, it's going to stimulate the devotees to do it under his inspiration.
那么虽然说呢，他并没有和奉献者们待太长的时间，但是呢，就是他要去到那儿和奉献者们一起的这个举动，就已经非常的鼓舞奉献者们，能够激励的奉献者们继续这个项目了。
And Krishna just took advantage. Okay, since there is this COVID is a nice way. Okay, he gave COVID to his.Dear devotee, let the devotee counteract the COVID like this for quite a few weeks already, no?
Yeah,
more than
yeah.
weeks.
Three weeks.
Maharaj has been polarizing the attention of everybody in the world. Everybody is thinking about him and his situation, hearing the reports and everything. Everybody praying, everybody chanting the holy names. Many people were increasing their japa. Many people were holding kirtans, particularly the disciples. That increased the atmosphere of devotion, which is very important in this particular time that we are crossing with so much fear and anxiety because of this terrible situation. So it was a very good thing that happened.
而且呢 ,Krishna 呢他就利用了这个机会。那么他因为现在有这个COVID, 也就是这个新冠病毒的传播，那么 Krishna 呢就安排他的这位奉献者被感染了这个病毒。然后呢Maharaj因为他从感染到后来差不多有好几周的时间，那么在这几周里面呢，使得世界的这个专注呢全部都聚集在他的这个身上，那很多的奉献者都在为 Maharaj 在祝福，然后呢在进行巴赞，在进行 kirtan, 而且有很多奉献者，特别是他的门徒们，都增加了自己念诵的圈数。那么这个本身这件事情其实呢，就是对于这个世界来说都是有益处的，因为它是能够营造一种非常良善的一种氛围，使得这个世界它能够这个减低在恐惧的这种状态。
So it created a very good atmosphere.
所以说呢，Maharaj 的生病使得一种很好的氛围被营造了出来。
Yes, the devotees were lamenting because they are very attached to Maharaj. That increased their attachment, particularly the disciples increased their attachment to their spiritual master.
那么奉献者呢当然是在悲伤着，因为大家是非常的依恋于他，但是呢就是这样的状况呢可以加深大家对他的依恋之情，特别是加深他的门徒对他的依恋。
Everybody became more conscious of Bhakti Swaroop Swami and what the service he wanted to do there.
而且呢也使得更多的人呢能够更加有意识的觉知到Bhakti Swaroop Maharaj以及呢更加的理解他要做的项目。
And he himself, he was very peaceful. He was not suffering.
而且他自己本人呢是很平静的，他其实并没有受苦。
At one time during this the process, he a devotee spoke to him and he opened the eyes. He could not speak. He wanted to speak, but he could not speak because there are the pipes inside his mouth. But they asked him, "Maharaj, are you in pain?" And he nodded his head, "No."
那有一次呢，他就是睁开了眼睛，然后呢。这个奉献者就是可以跟他有点交流，但是他因为身上插着管子，所以他是没有办法说话的。那么奉献者就问他 Maharaj， 您有没有受苦，您有没有痛苦，他摇了摇头，表示他没有受苦，他不痛苦。
So he was okay, he was not in pain.
所以说呢 Maharaj 他是挺好的，他并没有在苦痛之中。
The body was falling apart, but he is okay, he's not the body.
虽然说他的这个躯体正在变坏，但是呢，他自己本人并没有问题，因为他不是这具躯体。
Was not a problem for him. Was not a problem for him.
对
he was comfortable.
所以呢，就是这个躯体的这个状态对于他来讲并不是一个问题，所以他还是挺安然处之的状态。
And he increased the consciousness of many devotees in the world by being in that situation.
但是呢，他的这种状态却提升了在这世界上的很多人的知觉。
And this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. He wanted to die in a battlefield, and Bhakti Sharma Swami, he passed away in a battlefield.
对，而且这也是说帕帕的。愿望说帕帕他希望能够在战场上倒下，那么 Bhakti Chara Maharaj 他就是在战场上去世的。
He could have stayed in Ujjain, a very holy place, you know, in his temple and just lived there until he passed away, but he preferred to go and into the field, and because he remembered what Srila Prabhupada wanted to do.
因为本来马尔志他可以非常舒舒服服的安安全全的待在乌镇，待在他的这个神圣的圣地，然后呢一直很平和的直到他最后的这个终老，但是呢他不愿意这么做，他要像舍尔帕帕那样在战场上来，希望他在战场上，他希望能够在战场上离开。Ashwara, are you still there?
So this is the arrangement of Krishna.
对，这是 Krishna.
And the devotee is accept the arrangement of Krishna.
而奉献者呢，也接受 Krishna 的安排。
Today is serving here in this body. Tomorrow is serving elsewhere in another body.
那他今天呢是在这个躯体里面进行服务，那么。明天呢他会在另外一个躯体中在其他地方服务。
So what is most important is service.
那么所以最重要的一件事情呢就是服务。
We tend to think, oh, my security, money I have, my, we think about personal security, but the pure devotee thinks how he can please the Lord the best, how he can serve best the spiritual master.
那么我们可能在想的是我自己的安全呀，或者是我的财产怎么办呢？我们可能为这件事情而感到很担心、很恐惧。但是呢，作为一个纯粹的奉献者，他脑子里总是想的就是我如何能够更好的去服务主。
Confidence, totally confident, whatever situation will manifest, that's the desire of Krishna, we accept, no anxiety.
所以说呢，他是完全的对于 Krishna 的安排是有信心的。无论 Krishna 他怎么安排，那我都接受，所以我也不会有任何的焦虑。
And yes, all the devotees increase their chanting and their prayers, so they raise their Krishna consciousness through these 3 weeks.
那么在这三个星期里面，奉献者们呢，这个在不断的祈祷，而且也加深了自己的念诵。那么通过这样的方式呢？也提升了自己的知觉。
Prabhupada did the same for a good amount of time when before he passed away. He created that type of environment around the world. All the devotees chanting more, praying more, being more conscious of Krishna.
绍巴巴他其实也是做了类似的事情，那么在他离世之前的一段时间，使得这个全世界的人民能够，就其实全世界的奉献者能够念诵的更多，能够祈祷的更多，然后使自己的知觉得到了更好的提升。
Next question.
The next question from Harivansa Prabhu.
Is okay with Sati? Is okay with Sati?
他说 Sati 妈，今天的时间可以吗？应该可以。Well, I think she's okay.
Yeah.
She just did. Yeah. So the question is from Harivansa Prabhu. 圣家 Pataka Swami 刚刚宣布说呢，印度政府准许把圣 Bhaktacharu Swami 的遗体带回到加尔各答，然后运往 Mayapur 安放到 Samadhi。我有个疑问，目前新冠病毒的人离开躯体都是火化，担心病毒传染，我有点恐惧这一举动，怎么处理这一些矛盾呢？Shankar Pataka Swami Maharaj just announced that the Indian government gave the permission to ship to bring Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj's body back to Calcutta and then from there bring to Mayapur and place his body in Samadhi. So my question is that right now all the patients who passed away from the coronavirus were burned. So because for that to prevent from the spreading of the virus. So I'm a little bit fearful about this action of bringing his body back. So how to solve this contradiction here?沙地玛姐，我在吗？还是阿叔在吗？还是我不在了？
对、yeah,
在在都在。
So, the arrangement has been made with the government official arrangement, and you see if it's feasible to bring the body, the full body, to be put on Samadhi. That's the idea. We all were anxious about that, so we pray that this is going to happen. That they will.Be enough security to not spread the virus so the body can be put in Samadhi. If that is there, it's good. Otherwise, if it's necessary to burn and carry the ashes, they will carry the ashes. It's also okay. But preferably, if they can put the body in Samadhi is better. But the ashes also, some Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas in the past, they burned their bodies and they kept the ashes.
So Ashu, you mean, because I didn't hear the very beginning part where you say, so you mean that the government is still...
the government is making the arrangement, is making the arrangement. I don't know if only Indian government has to be involved. Maybe the American authorities have to be involved because the body is going to circulate in America for some time. So
yeah. Yeah.
There's formalities that have to be achieved, but they are doing with high authorities, so there is a great possibility that the body can be carried, so we pray for that. Otherwise, yes, otherwise they will carry the ashes.
Yeah, 那么现在实际上是这样的，就是作为奉献者来讲呢，是非常的希望能够把马哈拉什的这个全身能够带运回到 Mayapur, 然后呢并且把他的身体给放到 Samadhi, 那么这个呢是可能是印度政府以及美国政府的很高级的这个领导，他们都是需要参与去完成的一件事情。因为呢确实是在整个这个运送的过程中呢是要非常的安全，然后以免有任何的这个关于传染的这个问题发生。但是呢如果要是这件事情如果是不可行的话呢，那么我们也接受火化Maharaj的这个躯体，然后呢把他的这个骨灰带回来放入他的这个 Samadhi, 那这也是可以的。当然我们最希望的是还是能够把他的全身的 Samadhi 给保留下来。
Okay, to pray. pray that they can bring the body. This is what we want.
所以说呢，我们要，所以呢，就是理想的状态下，我们祈祷着能够留下马尔兹的身体。
Okay, the last question by Lila.
The last question by Lila. 顶巴阿叔，当我们为这样伟大的灵魂悲伤的时候，与我们和其他事物所感到的悲伤是一样的情感吗？这样的悲伤是物质的吗？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. We feel lamenting for losing such a great soul. However, our sense of sadness is the same type of sadness as we're losing the other material stuff. If this type of sadness is a kind of a material-oriented sadness or spiritual, thank you very much.
We may have still mixed material and spiritual feelings.
那我们其实是有一种混杂的物质的和灵性相交之一起的感受。
But here we are lamenting with a conscious, with an understanding that the person is really not dead. The person will just move to another situation, and we can continue serving that person, remembering that person in that way. The person is present in our lives.
那我们其实我们虽然是悲伤，但是我们有一种理解，就是这个人他其实并没有真正的离开我们，他只是去到了另外一个地方，到另外一个地方去服务了。那我们呢，其实可以继续的，好似他在我们身边那样去服务他，以及去和他联谊。
But in many ways, the feeling is similar.
但是呢，从很多角度上来说呢，我们的这种感受是一样的。
But there's difference, you know. We know the person.Any person who leaves the body is not dead, is somewhere else. But we identify the person with the body and we think the person is dead, is gone. But here we know that the person is not that body. The body was just an instrument used for some time.
但事实上呢，我们知道任何一个人他死了，其实他都并没有真正的死。那么当然一个人他如果是认同于是这具躯体的话，这具躯体死了，那我们就说那他就认为哦，这个人死了不死了。但是呢现在就是我们对于 Bhakti Charmaj 的这个理解呢，应该是他只是这个躯体不在了，而这个躯体呢只不过是一个服务的工具而已。
So,Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, that's the last question, no?
Yeah, that's the last question. Everything.
Okay, thank you very much for your related questions, and thank everybody for listening. Please pray that we can all achieve that level of devotion of Bhakti Saraswami, to be as committed to our spiritual masters as he was so committed to Srila Prabhupada.
我们非常感恩大家提出的和今天课程内容相关的问题，也非常感恩所有奉献者的聆听。那我们应该祈祷，我们应该祈祷着我们的奉爱的我们的奉爱之情呢，也能够达到像 Bhakti Charmaj 这样的阶段，并且呢，我们也祈祷着自己能够像 Bhakti Charmaj 那样怀着坚定的信心去服务Srila Prabhupada那样去服务我们的离行导师。
Okay. Srila Bhakti Saraswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari, 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 Hari Bo.
Hari, 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 Hari Bo, Ashu ki jai. Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu, 亲爱的阿叔为我们今天的如此深情的讲述，也谢谢 Masaki Maharaj, 谢谢所有的奉献者们，深深的感恩大家，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家今天在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常的有知觉的日子。Hare Krishna.